Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm going to get this out there because Marcy from the Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana is reaching out to us. And they're going to have petition signings and whatnot. And you can get all the info at Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana. That's their Facebook page. And NebraskaMarijuana.org is their website.
And then you people that got to vote that way, too, not just on that measure, but vote for people that actually
would be inclined to pass that sort of legislation.
Because you can't do, hey, I voted for you, Pete Ricketts, and now go give me some marijuana. Remember that? Nick saw that somewhere.
The day after he was elected.
Right.
Voted for you. Now legalize weed.
That jackass wants to take away women's rights. So, no, don't. And I know he's a senator now, but still, you know. And we know the pill is not for weed and not for abortion or women's rights for anything or gay rights. So you can't vote for these guys and then say, hey, but give us some weed. That ain't going to happen, you know.
All right, I misspoke. Grand Island is the fourth largest city.
Yes, you did.
Passed by Bellevue, Grand Island, neither Grand nor an island.
Yeah. Mm. And Bellevue is southern Omaha. I know you're from there, but I always thought that was kind of funny. You're really not a separate city. You're kind of right here.
Our buddy Randy, who I believe listens out of Tampa.
Yeah.
My wife put flamingos in the yard. We have white rocks. We got the chairs. Plus, I caught her in bed with another couple. Starting to think she's a swinger. I mean, the signs were subtle, but I'm starting to see.
How do you advertise if you live in an apartment asking for a friend? That's from Paul. Okay. It's got to be shut with the door.
Yeah, the door.
Yeah. You're still walking through the apartment
balcony
complex.
If you have it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to leave a loofah on the door handle.
Yeah.
There are going to be rules on cruise ships and stuff, right?
Well, there are swinger cruise ships.
Yes, you know, specifically for that.
Yeah. But I know that, like, just like your run-of-the-mill carnival cruise has got to have
there's got to be.
Some kind of clues. It's going to be the basic stuff, probably that black ring on the right hand and the...
Yeah, like what Todd's got on.
Asking people if they want to swing.
I can see how you can accidentally... You know?
That sort of stuff.
I can see you can accidentally advertise. I've been like... I know at sporting goods stores, they'll just sell swimsuits with pineapples on them. If you didn't know that was a sign, it's, you know, why not have swim trunks pineapples on them? Pineapples are fun.
But are they upright?
they are fun.
What direction are the pineapples going?
I think like all over.
They are all over. They're spun around everywhere. I've seen them too.
You know, you get a buttoned up shirt with, hey, look, I'm a fun guy.
I think my son's got some pineapple, like just walking around shorts, and he has no idea what that means. Right.
I've seen, buttoned up whimsical shirts with flamingos on them too. Just like, I'm a fun party guy. It's like, it doesn't mean you want somebody to rail your wife. You might have just bought the wrong shirt.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of 19-year-olds in the swinger scene.
No, not at all. No, they got it better than most, right?
Well, that's just because they're still single and banging everything that walks anyway.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. They're not tired of each other, that kind of stuff. I think that's what draws a lot of swingers, you know.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of parrot, you mentioned a parrot, or maybe you didn't, though. So a parrot fortune teller, I have no idea what this means, Nick, you sent this to me, was arrested. No, not arrested.
So the fortune teller is a parrot?
Yes. It was somewhere overseas that they had him seized. Because these guys were saying that there's like parrots could like tell the future. They could like predict what was going to happen.
How so?
Mm-hmm.
How would they convey that to you?
They used one of the four parakeets to pick a card and read out the prediction that this guy was going to win the election. It's like, you can't do that here. So,
okay.
It would have been funny if they were talking.
It's like the monkey picking the Super Bowl.
Yes.
It's the same premise.
Well, I saw this story. It was just so stupid. It said a winner of $500,000 lottery somewhere, a tarot card reader told her that she'd win.
Or tarot.
Whatever, how you pronounce
it. That's one of those hard words to pronounce.
Thank you. It's spelled terror.
Silent T.
Right. Silent T's are dumb.
And yeah. I said, you know what those I was in the Boardwalk, Atlantic City about a month or so ago, and there's a ton of those people that want to read your fortune. They tell everybody they're coming in the money.
Yeah.
That's what they do. So eventually you're going to hit somebody that comes in the money. And,
makes you feel good.
Yeah. They don't come in there and they don't tell you bad things. They want you to come back and pay them money.
Right, yeah. How often
love's
are they,
in the future. Money's in the future, right.
Yeah. How often are they flipping over the bus card?
Yeah, we used to have one of those psychics come up on the air just to fill time, and it was just like somebody reading a horoscope. It gives generic
just
answers.
Just general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and these guys, they weren't charged. They were just charged for keeping these parakeets in the cages. Like, that part was illegal. But they went viral for having them trying to predict the election results.
They can't have parakeets in the cages.
My wife and I didn't know we had a welcome sign on a pineapple hanging on our front door and a pineapple welcome mat. They had them both just because what'd you say, Nick? Pineapples are fun.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't use them anymore. Yeah. He said we don't use those anymore.
Did something happen? Like, did somebody?
I don't know. He's listening right now in real time.
I want to know, because I want to know if he got like a note card, like a postcard, and they're like, hey, welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Permanent Banana Boner is his name, by the way. You'd be surprised. He's not a swinger with a name like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a Deadpool name. Yeah, Permanent Banana Boner. Scott, by the way. He didn't say, don't say my name. Let us know if you got information. How'd you find out that they were
Did you get a recruiting
letter? Welcoming.
Or
did somebody knock on the door and say, hey, how you doing?
Just hear about it from us.
Right. Just get an all-black business card with, like, a little
call this number
in the middle.
Right.
No number. Just says... We'll be in contact.
They either you'll know.
Yeah.
They either want to be swingers with you, or they want you to kill someone.
We'll reach out or around. Yeah.
We'll reach around would be the way. Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll reach around. Right.
I'm sure most people don't know what these signs are, but a lot of people do.
I think the pineapple one is very popular. Like, yeah. I would guess that the swinging community probably scoffs at the pineapple now because it's become such like a trope.
It's close
hack.
It's close
hack. It's hack. Hack. Yeah.
I think the white rocks I didn't know about. Adirondack chairs are just stuff you have in your yard anyway, but I can see that.
We better stop busting people out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. We're busting all the swingers.
Well, that list is almost like, you know, you wear sandals. Guess what?
Yeah. A lot of swingers are texting each other this morning saying,
I'm just saying, you got windows on the front of your house.
There's a place
I know what that means.
That sells Adirondack chairs, and they have a giant, like a four-story Adirondack chair.
Yeah, that's pretty cool looking, isn't it?
Sitting out front.
It'd be cool to buy that, huh?
Yeah, it would be. I was going to ask, how much for that?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't think I bought chairs there before, you know.
Yeah, with that front yard chicken coop, Todd, I don't think you got room.
But a lot of people unabashedly just advertise the stuff, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you get laid.
You got to reach out.
Yeah.
I would guess.
We get laid, but wouldn't your, I don't know, your kids or your family be aware of that too? So you don't care.
Especially older kids
don't probably
be who you are and be proud of it. I'm fine with that. You know, I mean, good for you. If you got the stones to just be out there and saying, "Yeah, we're swingers," then more power to you. Yeah.
I guess that's part of what make people more likely to do that to begin with.
Yeah,
your kids don't want you hooking up with their friends. You know, like their soccer teammates, right. Parents, and all that
or
stuff.
With your spouse.
That's got to be where it's going down.
That's always a video in porn sites. Woman gets railed by her son's soccer coach. Yeah, that's a big one. You'll see that a lot. Yeah, I don't think they're real. I can tell they're not real. Yeah.
Permanent banana boner got back.
What do you say?
Just got some interesting looks and friends asking us questions about it. Then started to hear the info from you guys and other sources, so we retired them.
That's one of the friends start giving you that side eye.
Yeah,
because they read something about it. And they're going, are you guys,
swingers? Well, no, why? Well, you got pineapples everywhere because they're fun.
They replaced them with flamingos.
We're just going to paint the rocks
that
white.
Too. Yeah.
Flamingos, you're right. That is Florida.
Flamingos in the front yard.
Well, how are you supposed to show people your fun?
Yeah.
With you
pineapples are out. Flamingos are out.
Adirondack chair is giant. Come on.
Yeah, you can't have tiki torches anymore because you're mad at the Jews.
Well, you tell me I got to get rid of my garden gnomes, you know? Like,
and if you're open to swapping, that's about as fun as you're going to get, right? So,
Yeah.
All right.
I think you would hope to have your neighbor, even if you're not a swinger, you should hope your neighbors are doing something because that probably means they're cool people.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah, as opposed to some,
as opposed to really buttoned up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with dead people in the basement, that kind of stuff, right? Yeah.
Well, he made a big jump there, didn't he?
That was a huge leap there. Yeah.
Buttoned up to bodies in the basement. Yeah, right. That's a jump.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. It would be weird
for a swinger to be get off my lawn guy. If he's not get off my wife guy, he's probably not going to be get off my lawn guy.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. They're probably pretty cool people to hang with, even if you're not going to bang them.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't mess with my lawn, but you want to bang my wife.
I just want to sit in your Adirondack chair. Yeah. I don't want to bang your wife.
Yeah. Don't touch any of those white rocks, but geez, you go out and do whatever you want with her.
I don't think we have any particularly hot neighbors.
I mean, it's probably
my wife's the hot neighbor for sure.
Okay. All right.
But I don't know if we have, like, if our block has, like, hot people on.
I hope you find out how many of your neighbors listen soon.
Yeah, right now you will.
Yeah, I guess.
Now you
will.
Hey,
put a garden gnome out on trash day, and I'll keep an eye out for it.
On trash day.
Well, we don't have any attractive neighbors. You're going to be out mowing the lawn. Dirty
looks. You off. Yeah. They're talking about you. Yeah, that's a guy talking about us.
I got to apologize to Jake and Mary. Y'all are handsome.
Jake and Mary.
Next neighborhood watch meeting is going to be real awkward.
Yeah. They're talking about us. Nobody's good
looking.
He said
we're not hot.
Yeah.
We're hot. We're good looking.
You want to just name your neighborhood right now?
Yeah, I'll just list it all. I'll give everybody's addresses and I'll rake how hot I think they are.
And then move, right? Yeah, they should.
It's sunbathing season coming upon us here.
I got some neighbors I really like, though.
Oh, now you're backtracking.
I mean, I do. Alexi's
like,
up the street.
Enough to bang
he's great. I don't know if I'd bang him, but I'd trust him in a fight because he's like a Eastern European guy. And I think he's hiding out. Like, I don't know, but we get along.
Not you're selling out some guy in the witness protection program now. Okay,
he comes
great.
Down. Yeah. He's great, man. He'll come down. He'll be like, Cameron, it's very good to see you. I'd be
that too?
Oh, for real. For real.
That's excellent, man.
Yeah, he's totally in hiding.
He's great, and I love him. He's like the neighbor I get along with the best.
You're weird. You know your neighbors.
I don't know all of them. I just know how hot or not they are.
I like a lot of
my neighbors.
You just wave to people, you know? Just be kind to people in your neighborhood, you know?
Just wave.
I don't know how much my neighbors like me, because a lot of times I'll just like look up and down the street, and I don't know if they just started hanging out in their backyards because I hang out in the driveway or what.
You're just eating out of a pineapple, smoking.
They're like rushing the kids back in the house. Nick comes out staking his flamingos in the yard.
Yeah.
Robe.
don't say my name. Says he works in a middle school in the Omaha area, and there's one teacher with all sorts of pineapple stuff in her classroom.
Whoa. Yeah,
I think she's got to not know. I think she's making a big mistake.
Yeah.
I think she does not.
But she may be innocent and clueless.
I bet the kids are making jokes about it
in the morning.
Or she's trolling for the hot parents.
Well,
Parent-teacher conference. Parents aren't in your classroom a lot, though. I mean, you're not really in those a lot.
She only decorates for conferences.
Middle school.
Right, unless she just puts them up for parent-teachers conferences. Unless she's really selective about when she puts up the pineapples.
Got a big loofah around her neck.
In class.
Well, Jimmy's got a 97. He's doing great. But if you want to talk about his grades outside of school, you know.
You got to bang me. Ryder had a couple hot teachers. I remember that. Going to parent-teacher conferences, just staring at them, you know.
Probably you? Awkward. No.
Yeah, just me. Yeah, exactly. Pretty hot. Right. I can say it now. They're out of school. All right. Cameron Logs are with us. He's out and about this weekend in
Grand Island. Friday night.
Right.
Hideout.
That sounds like a Mankey deal, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay, cool.
Even better.
And Nixon Council Bluffs. What night again?
Friday night at Maggie Mays.
All right. We'll be back here next. Hang on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.